Thank you for being here with us today. Just a friendly reminder to please silent or turn off your electronic or cell phones, please. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, approval of the agenda. We have any changes on the agenda?
There are two, if I could request, please, Madam Chair. So the first is in relation to other business item for Hook Harbour. Staff informed me that that one's not quite ready yet, and it's our plan to put it on the next agenda, so we would ask that that be removed. And then secondly, we've noticed that the Crossing Church expansion, site plan 25-69, isn't showing on the electronic agenda. I'm not sure what happened, but abundance of caution, we'd like to bring that back at the next meeting. So.
Thank you.
Move to approve the agenda as revised.
I second.
Motion's been made to move the or approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from December the 10th, 2025.
Any revisions, Mr. Whitehouse?
Unless anyone on the commission had any updates or revisions, Madam Chair, as circulated.
Move to approve the minutes from December 25th, 2025.
I second.
That would be December 10th, 2025. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to the minutes from December the 10th, 2025. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item, we have other business. And the first item under other business is 2022-22 St. George's Terrace Final Subdivision and Landscape Plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for St. George's, the creation of an AR1 cluster subdivision to consist of 34 family lots, private roads, open space, a stormwater management pond, proposed amenities to consist of pickleball courts, a pavilion, a mailbox, a walking trail, and associated offers. The preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, subject to 8 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The property is on the north side of Hollyville Road, Sussex County Route 48 and Route 24, approximately 0.21 miles east of Hurdle Ditch Road, Sussex County Route 20 in Harbison, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 23410, Parcel 36, and Parcel 428. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all utensils.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-22 St. George's.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve 22-22 St. George's Terrace Final Subdivision and Landscape Plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is WFE Holdings, change of zone number 1842.
On Monday, December 15th, 2020, Department of Planning and Zoning received a 6-month time extension request for WFB for the establishment of a 12,000 square foot shopping center within a business B1 district. The Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan for the subject property at their meeting of Thursday, January 12th, 2023. An explanatory memo, schedule, and plan of completed steps, approval statuses, and reasons in support of the applicant's request for a time extension have been provided. The property is located on the north side of Zion Church Road, Route Frankfort, Delaware. Tax parcels, District 533, Map 11, 2.03. The zoning is Neighborhood Business, B1 District. The Commission's recommendation will allow the application to be for Sussex County Council for their final decision on the matter in order of the process outlined in Chapter 9-40C3 of the Sussex County Code. If approved, this application's expiration date will be extended 6 months from the original expiration date of January 2026 to July 12, 2026.
Questions? Madam Chair, I move we grant the 6-month extension request for WFP Holdings, change on 1842.
I second.
It's been made and seconded to approve the request for the 6-month time extension on WFP Holdings, change of zone number 1842. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is 2022-26, Bollinger Creek Subdivision, formerly known as Warrington Subdivision, revised amenities.
This is a revised amenities plan for Bollinger Subdivision, our subdivision to consist of 106 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated and landscape buffers. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of November 2nd, 2020, and May 21st, 2025. A revised preliminary amenities came before the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, December 10th, 2020, and was approved contingent on clearly showing paving and sidewalk connect site boundary to align with the interconnectivity with the adjacent subdivision, River Oak. The applicant has responded, requesting clarification and correspondence asserting that paving to the boundary requirement cannot be completed due to engineering issues and a difference in grading. The applicant indicates that this paving to the boundary and asserts that Ballinger Creek 2022-26 plan cannot be changed to accommodate this condition relating to the paved connection to the parcel boundary. The Ballinger Creek Division is located on the south side of Holly Mount Road, Sussex County Route 48, approximately 0.5 miles west of the Beaver Dam Road, Route 23, in Delaware. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 103. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approval.
Yeah, so this is one where we had the questions about interconnectivity that was removed. It was a condition of approval. I see no reason to give them a pass on a condition of approval that they previously agreed to.
I agree. We don't make conditions for you to just pick what you like and don't like.
And if it's been made difficult because of the engineering for those sites, that was a problem they should have solved in engineering, right?
I agree.
That could have been solved in their grading for the sites before.
Right.
So I move that we deny approval for the revised amenities plan for 2022-26 Ballinger Creek subdivision, formerly known as Warrington subdivision. They can come back with a revised plan that includes interconnectivity and be reconsidered.
I second. Hold
on. I was about to say, Madam Chair, before you move on the motion and actually move forward, we did ask the applicant's engineer to attend today in case there were any technical questions. They are present in the room today, but that's only if you were to have questions of a technical nature.
So. None for me. The condition's the condition.
No.
Agree.
I second the motion.
Yeah.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to deny the request to approve the revised amenities plan for 2022-26 Ballinger Creek subdivision, formerly known as Warrington subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion has been denied. The next item is S2540 Lindham Townhomes preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Lindham Townhomes for the construction of 5 2-story, 4-bedroom townhomes and other site improvements. Conditional use 2490 was approved with 15 conditions by the Sussex County Council at their meeting on Tuesday, December 10th, 2025. Parcels located on the northeast side of Lincoln Street and the south side of Jefferson Street, Route 1B, at the intersection of Lincoln Street and Jefferson Street within the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcels District 334, map 19.08, parcel 164. Zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, unless there are any questions. I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for S25-40. Townhomes, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-40 Lindham Townhomes preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is 2023-06 Twin Mass preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for Twin Mass, a cluster subdivision consisting of 249 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of September 9, 2024. The amenity plan proposes that the establishment of the proposed 3,900-square-foot in-ground pool, 3,860-square-foot clubhouse, 3,700-square-foot sports court, 2 pickleball courts, concrete patio, fencing, and parking. The improvements are to be located within the Twin Mass subdivision located on the west side of Coastal Highway Route 1 and the north side of Round Pole Bridge Road, Sussex County Road 257. The amenities plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for 2022-26. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 16, Parcel 68. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, and unless any questions. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary amenities plan for 2023-06 Twin Masts with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded to approve the preliminary amenities plan for 2023-06 Twin Mass with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is S20-24, Hawker Supercenter Phase 2, Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Hawker Supercenter to expand the existing car wash on the site from 6,981 square feet to 8,069 square feet. The plan proposes no other revisions to the final site plan and was approved by, the final site plan as was approved by Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of July 24th, 2024. The shopping center is situated on three parcels comprised of 12.4 acres and is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of Atlantic Avenue Route 26 and Roxana Road Route 17. Tax parcels, District 134, Map 12, parcels 330.01, 331, and 332. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chairman, I move to approve the revised final site plan for S-2024 Hawker Supercenter Phase 2 with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for S-20-24 Hawker Supercenter Phase 2 with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is S-25-67, Michael P. Justice Revocable Trust Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Michael P. Justice Revocable Trust for the construction of two storage buildings, 5,000 square feet and 8,000 square feet, and other site improvements. Conditional use 1599 was approved for the general residential portion of the property by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, April 12, 2005. The parcel is located on Dale Earnhardt Boulevard on the west side of Parker House Road, Sussex County Road 362, approximately 0.54 miles south of Beaver Dam Road, Sussex County Road 368. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 52.02. Zoning is C1, General Commercial and General Residential Districts. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the preliminary site plan 2567 for Michael P. Justice Revocable Trust with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for S-25-67, Michael P. Justice Revocable Trust, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is 2004-52 Holland Mills Subdivision Revised Amenity Plan.
This is a revised amenity plan for Holland Mills. This subdivision is a 136 cluster subdivision approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of July 26, 2007. The plan revises and expands the parking area adjacent to the existing clubhouse. The current parking area was approved as part of the original overall final subdivision site plan in 2007. The subdivision is located on the south side of Walker Road, approximately 0.5 mile east of Diamond Farm Road. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 26, Parcel 8.
Me to take it?
I'm happy to if you want.
I'll take all of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the amenities plan for 2004-52 Holland Mills Subdivision. Is that the final by staff? The final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised amenity plan for 2004-52 Holland Mills Subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up, lands of Iris Velasquez, 14287 Isaacs Road, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.77 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.77 acres more or less. And the residual lands would consist of 1.13 acres more or less. A shared-use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located east of Isaacs Road, Route 30, approximately 0.11 miles north of Milton Allendale Highway, Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 14, Parcel 66. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move to approve a preliminary and final approval for a subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement for lands of Iris Valquez, 14287 Isaac Road.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as final for lands of Iris Valquez, 14287 Isaacs Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is S25-65 F and N Vasquez Concrete LLC final site plan.
This is a final site plan for F and N Vasquez Concrete LLC for a concrete and masonry business with construction industry retail sales, general office space, and storage for the recycling of aggregate products, including crushing operations. Conditional use 2565 was approved with 15 conditions by the County Council at their meeting on Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the west side of Greentop Road, Sussex County Route 225, approximately 0.75 miles south of Fleetown Road, north of Fleetown Road, Sussex County Route 224 in Lincoln, Delaware. Tax parcels District 230, Map 13, Parcel 36. The zoning's agricultural residential district and general residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair.
Oh, excuse me, one second.
As this is a crushing use, the commission could, if you choose to, we have requirements for final. But in terms of, as staff have reviewed it, it complies with code. But if there were any concerns, or this would be opportunity to say what the commission would want to see.
So. Are you saying that it should come back to the commission for final?
It depends. Staff were looking for the commission in terms of, there's an awful lot of blank area on this plan, and the code doesn't prohibit that. It's just whether the commission wanted to see greater specificity is what I'm driving at. So.
You mean for the area that's shown with no detail on the plan? I see.
Large blank area that's, and given the use, it's...
What would the motion on that be, Mr. Robertson?
Well, I guess it would be a motion. It would be a motion to deny the subdivision or defer taking any action so that the engineer can work with staff to show greater specificity as to the undefined uses on the site plan that was presented.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to... How am I wording this?
Yeah, just to defer action on it so that the applicant's engineer and staff can work on greater specificity for the undefined areas in the site plan.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is lands of Kabir Corp and Patel. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.001 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.015 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.386 acres more or less. And proposed lot four will consist of 1.212 acres more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 2.562 acres more or less. A shared maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located southwest of Concord Road, Route 20. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 132, Map 2, Parcel 325.01. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District and GR General Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Yep. Madam Chair, I move to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement for lands of David and Peggy Ray Brazier with preliminary.
We're not on that one. I'll get this one.
I thought
one.
That one was off the agenda.
It was the Crossing Church.
You want to take it? Off.
Yeah, I'll take the.
Okay.
No worries. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Kabir Corp and Patel, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Kabir Corp and Patel. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is lands of David and Peggy Ray Brazier, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot C will consist of 5.544 acres, more or less, and residual lands tract B will consist of 2.926 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 0.2 miles northeast of New Road, Sussex County Road 391. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 13.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, I'll try this again. Madam Chair, I move to approve of a minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of David and Peggy Ray Brazier with preliminary and final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of David and Peggy Ray Brazier with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. And finally, the lands of Fitzgerald, Lugo, and Lugo minor subdivision plan off an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access off an existing 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 3.1377 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.7063 acres, more or less. And proposed lot three will consist of 1.6909 acres, more or less. The residual lands, lot four, will consist of 1.6755 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northeast side of Griffith Lake Drive, Sussex County Road 633. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 130, Map 2, Parcel 35. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I can take it. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement for lands of Fitzgerald, Lugo, and Lugo, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement for the lands of Fitzgerald, Lugo, and Lugo, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.